Welcome, because you are now listening to From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts, bringing you tips, support, and player recognition and education with the experts for parents and junior golfers in Indiana. This is From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts.
Hey everyone, this is Trent Roberts with From the Cart Path, and this week we have a special guest. She just finished this last weekend at the Spring Series event at the Indiana Junior Golf up at the Players Club, shooting a 73. However, before that, she just got home from a visit to everybody's favorite place, Augusta National, where we'll be talking about her experience at the Drive, Chip, and Putt National Championship. However, first, Taylor, let's talk a little bit about last year's results that I have in front of me. Now, I don't have everything, but what I do have is we have 5 wins on the U.S. Kids Circuit. We have 1 win on the Indiana Junior Prep Tour. And then you won the age groups last year down at French Lick. So not a bad 2024.
Thank you.
Now, starting off on 2025, we won't talk too much about the legends because we'll let the wind blow that tournament over because it was windy that day. But what we will talk about is let's talk about Sunday and the 73 that you fired at the Players Club. Talk to me a little bit about your round.
My round, I just played so much better than Saturday. Didn't have any 3-putts and I didn't have any 4s in the wedge games, which is why I played super well. And I hit more quality irons and just scruff the ball better. So that's why I played better. The course, I think that's probably one of my favorite courses now. Last year I shot a 68 in the U.S. Kids tournament. So
we talked a little bit about that before we got on our conversation here, shooting 68 last year at the U.S. Kids tournament. I'm not shocked that you shot a 73 on Sunday. And you told me that you were. Why were you shocked?
I just didn't think I had that in me, honestly. It just surprised me knowing that Taylor Larkins and all the other girls that I was like 2 years younger than them, sixth grader, shooting 73 from 5,800 yards is just big deal, crazy to me.
It is a big deal, and I'm sure your dad would love to have you on a scramble team when you're shooting shots like that on any given day. So let's go back to last year when you began your journey at Plum Creek. You scored, do you remember how many points you scored at Plum Creek?
No, not really.
I do, because I did my homework. You had 99. You were first at Plum Creek. Do you remember that day at all?
No, not really.
Well, do you remember the sub-regional then over at Golf Club of Indiana?
Kind of. I think that was the round I didn't play super well in. But, I mean, my dad was like, it's okay. I know that you're not always going to do your best. You're not perfect. Just keep trying. Got it. And so I think I moved on from there, and then same thing happened at Valhalla.
Well, with all those three, what do you think your best part of your game was before, with all three of those, before you got down to Augusta? What was the best part of your game?
I'm going to say probably putting. That's just always my best game in, like, other tournaments. Like, normally putting's my favorite and I'm best at it. So I'm going to guess that.
Well, how many long putts did you hit this past weekend?
4.
So your putter was rolling.
Oh yeah.
Great. So at Valhalla, when did you realize that you had won?
So right after I finished my round, I checked scores and everything, and then I went into the clubhouse, kind of just wandered around, tried to calm myself down because I didn't play very well. And then I came out like 5 minutes later, and my dad's like, hey, the last girl's finishing, where'd you go? He's like kind of worried and was like still kind of upset. And he's like, Taylor, I think you won because I saw the last girl chunk her chip maybe and just not get it very close. And my dad's like, asked the scores officials if it was final and they said yes and I won.
Who was more nervous, you or your dad?
I was pretty nervous, but I'm gonna say probably my dad.
Who was all there with you? Your dad and who else?
My dad, my mom, and my sister.
Were they all pretty nervous?
Honestly, I don't really know about my mom and sister, but I know my dad was. He was probably more excited than I was.
Was he pacing?
Probably.
So when you realized it, did you realize the magnitude of what was really happening at that point?
Honestly, no, I've never really felt anything like it, and I didn't actually know to, like, realize it until a couple hours or the day after, and I'm like, that just happened. I'm going to Augusta, and I was just so happy.
When did it really hit you that you were going to Augusta? Not.
Like the night before the competition, I was like, I'm actually going to Augusta tomorrow. Like, that's where they play the Masters. I was just freaking out about it. I don't even know if I slept.
So the time between Valhalla and the time between going to Augusta, how much time did you guys put into preparing for going down there?
I got injured, so most of the time I was working on my short game, but I'm gonna say still pretty good amount. I'm not really sure how much total.
Well, you do a lot of working out and practicing. Let's talk a little bit about that. Where do you go for your workouts and your practicing?
I got a craft to compete in the winter for practicing, and I'm going to keep going there for my workouts. And just when I'm practicing in the winters, I putt, chip, and hit balls there. But outside the summer, I still work out there. I just practice outside because it's warm.
How much time per week are you practicing over the winter?
After Augusta, or in the winter, you mean?
I'll get into that in a second. That's going to be my second part.
I'm gonna say close to 10 hours a week. I wasn't really doing much.
That's still a lot in the winter when you can't go outside and practice.
Yeah, but
And it's rough. Hitting into a wall, as I always say it. So 10 hours a week during the winter, now that the spring's kicking off, and before you were going down to Augusta, were you spending any time outside before you went down there?
I mean, kind of when we got there a little bit early, so that I could like actually get used to the grass and practice and play outside. So we practiced at, what was it, the River Club? River Club, yeah. Long Point. Thank you so much, Long Point. They let me practice, even though I'm not a member there. They let me in because they're nice enough to let me practice for redemption putt. So practiced there for a while when we were in Florida because we went on spring break before. So,
Now, where's that at down in Florida for your spring break?
It's near Amelia Island. We went to Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's not too far of a drive from Augusta at that point.
Right, it was like 4.5 hours, I think.
So it's probably nice to be outside practicing before you
Right.
went into that. So you drive up on, was it Saturday morning? Or was it Friday night when you drove up to Augusta from Florida?
Friday.
Friday. So you got there. Saturday comes around. I saw some videos of a lot of you kids that were practicing at a course. What course was that?
That was the River Club.
Okay, that was the River Club.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that experience like seeing all those other kids there and then you're practicing as well?
Honestly, there was like not a lot of kids there, and there's like these are like all the people that made it to Augusta, and I'm one of them. It's just, it was mind blowing to me. It was crazy.
Did you know anybody there already from other tournaments ever, or was everybody pretty much you're meeting for the first time?
I knew one girl. Her name's Chloe Lee. We met at, I think, Under Armour, maybe? Yes, Under Armour Worlds. couple years ago, and my dad became close with her dad, and I became close with Chloe, and we just texted a lot. She lives in Illinois, so every now and then we're going to start trying to meet up more and play together.
Nice.
And so she got into the competition with a broken finger and like 30-mile-an-hour winds. And we were both so happy that we were going to see each other. We hadn't seen each other in at least a year. So.
Oh, wow. And you guys text all the time.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool to see a good friend there. So that right. probably helped as well.
Oh, yes.
Well, good. So let's talk about Saturday night's dinner. Talk to me about that dinner Saturday night.
The food was so good.
What was the food?
There was like a grilled cheese bar. There was candy, popcorn, brownies, like every dessert you could ever imagine. And then for food, they had like a salad bar. What else?
Brisket.
Yeah, brisket, ham. You can make like your own little sliders. It was so good. I loved it.
So you overate most likely.
Yeah, probably. My dad too.
Well, I had to make sure he got his experience in there and try everything. That way, if anybody ever calls and asks Adam, hey, what should I eat at the dinner the night before the Drive, Chip, and Putt, he can actually tell them what to because he had everything.
Right.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Perfect. So at the banquet, did you get to meet anybody that was famous at that point?
At the banquet, I had already seen Nancy Lopez before I met her, and we kind of started knowing each other by name, and so whenever we ran into each other, she was like, oh, hi, Taylor, and I'm like, hi. Kind of fun. And Morgan Pressel, we had met her, not at the banquet, but the night before in the hotel, we were texting on Instagram. He was like, I just now saw your Instagram message. And then we started meeting up in the hotel right after I was done practicing. And so I saw Morgan Pressel for the first time in 5 years. So exciting. And then Paige McKenzie came on a little bit later. She's on the Golf Channel a lot. And then Nancy Lopez was there too. So we got a picture of all of us. And yeah.
So let's talk Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
They bring you in on vans, correct?
Correct, yes.
So was your dad with you in the van?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just my dad and me.
Okay.
And my mom and sister went on another shuttle, I think. I don't know.
Okay. Let's talk about that drive.
I guess my mom and sister were with us too, I guess. I didn't know that. Talking to Chloe the whole time.
Hey, it was an experience like any other, right? Let's talk about that drive down Magnolia Lane.
It was beautiful. My dad was more happy than I was. He was like, I've been dreaming for this day forever. And me and Chloe were like, that's cool. I see a street.
Cool story, bro, right? So you're coming down Magnolia Lane.
Mm-hmm.
When you got off the bus, and I spoke to Karis about this, you feel like she kind of felt like it was the longest day ever just because of all the great experience, but it wasn't that long of a time really that you were there. Let's talk about how much time did you get to warm up and practice and experience all of that?
I'm pretty sure we got close to half an hour, maybe. We had like scheduled times. I think there's like 15 minutes for chipping. And then 15 minutes for like driving range. And then we putted right before we went on to the putting competition.
So I know the day didn't go as planned.
Right.
However, one of the things I will tell you, Taylor, is it doesn't matter how you performed that day. You got there. And I said this to Karis, is the hardest part about the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship is getting there. And then you just need to enjoy the moment. And I want to make sure you know that everybody was proud of you. I don't know how many people I know that we were all texting, making sure that we were watching so we could see glimpses of you on TV. And my hope was to see Adam cry on TV. It didn't happen. But it was my hopes. I think we got close to seeing Chard last year crying, but it didn't happen. It was close, but obviously it didn't happen. Talk to me about all the cameras, everything that was there that you saw everywhere.
Oh my gosh. When I first walked onto the driving range for the drive competition, I kind of like looked around near the putting green and I saw like at least 2,000 people. And I was like, this just got real. And I was like shaking. I was like, Dad, help me. And I was trying not to like look directly at the camera because I felt like that would be weird. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
What was the most stressful part about that day?
The nerves, just the cameras and everything kind of freaked me out.
Yeah. What was the most fun part about that day?
Honestly, I don't even know. I just felt like it was the experience. I mean, that's like a once in a lifetime thing you can ever do. So I really just enjoyed being there.
I forget who greeted you when you came off the 18th green.
Annika Swords Sam.
Yeah. You said it right, Annika. How was that?
It was super nice. So I shook hands with all of them and then I ran and hugged my dad. So I wasn't very happy. And
Taylor, be proud of yourself. You made it. And I want to keep reminding you of that is you get to go back. It'll be other opportunities. And just remember that. Now, one of the things I did not get to talk to Karis about that they brought up after the fact was the experience from walking to the chipping green to the 18th green.
Yes. So
talk to me about that.
There was like, I think 4 security guards and they were in front of our group. And then we had a guy holding it said like girls 12, 13 with a giant sign. He's in like a caddy suit and all of us were lined up behind him. And the 4 security guards were like, like telling everybody to get louder and like clap. And I'd say 2,000 people were just there. Like it was like almost felt like it didn't end. And so many people just walking down the little road and everybody's clapping and it's hard not to smile when you're scared or stressed. It's just amazing.
So watching those putts all these years, watching it, because I'm sure you've watched the drive, chip, and putt for many years. What were those putts like?
Well, I crushed both of them by, so I know the greens were fast.
Faster than the courses you play up here?
Oh, yes, for sure. Like, by far.
Well, I know you loved the experience. I know you enjoyed it. Now, you guys had bad weather on Monday. Did you get to go to the practice round at all or to the store?
Actually, yes, we went to the store, I believe, mostly on Sunday because my mom went just to get like a rain jacket or something because it was raining and we didn't think it was going to get canceled. So she went in there and it was an 80-minute wait line just to get into the pro shop. Mm-hmm. Doesn't include waiting to actually like get in the shelter of it. So she went in there on Sunday or Monday, sorry. And then we stayed there until like 11 o'clock. And then everybody was like, there's lightning in the area. We have to go home. Nobody could stay. But we got Jordan Spieth's autograph, Harrison English. Who else? Shane Lowry.
I know the exact area where you were standing to get those autographs. Right. Mm-hmm. We went, as you can see, I took Sophie in 2019.
Oh, really?
Do you remember who won in 2019?
No, I don't.
Tiger.
Oh, yes.
So we went to the practice round. And so the story goes like this. Sophie really wasn't into golf yet. She was just starting to like it. And right. I got awarded tickets to go to the lottery. I call it like, if you've ever seen the Christmas Story, when he gets the leg lamp, the Fragile box, you've never seen the Christmas Story.
No, not really.
Oh, my gosh, Adam. Come on.
That's a bad dad move right there.
I know. So anyways, your dad knows what I'm talking about. When I got those tickets, it might be, I'll call it the third greatest day of my life when I got those Monday practice round tickets, because I have to go by getting married and having kids is one and two, and master's tickets day three is the third most important day. So Sophie and I got there and we went to the store real quick so we could get the flag. Mm-hmm. So we came back and she was standing there and she got Xander Schauffele's autograph and a couple other guys. I can't even remember now. If you look at the signatures, you have to, you can't read those. I kept going, I want to go see the course. And she's like, Dad, I just want to stay here. And some lady's like, she can stay with me. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm not letting my daughter stay with some stranger here at Augusta National, because that'll go down as my wife will murder me when I get home if I lose her there at Augusta National. So I made her come to the course with me to see the course. And obviously, as you saw there, it's the greenest grass you've ever seen.
Doesn't look real at all.
No, it doesn't.
Like it's painted.
It does. So about an hour and a half into it, she goes, I want to go back and get more autographs. We walk up and the lady goes, you missed it. 10 minutes after you left, Tiger walked by with Charlie and Tiger signed autographs for every kid. And normally, and Adam knows this, Tiger never signs autographs. Never. He just never. Walks. But with Charlie being with his kids being with him that year, he was different about it and signed. And I'll never live that day down, Taylor, that she didn't get Tiger's autograph that day. And if I didn't tell that story on here at some point, she was going to get mad, I believe. So you got to go to the course. That stinks that you guys didn't get to really see the practice round. Now, will you get tickets to go back the next year? Or is that kind of out the window?
Yes. No, we get free tickets next year because it got rained out. So not only did we get Jordan Spieth's, but we get to choose, I think, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And I think we're going to go on Wednesday because it's the par three.
Who wouldn't go on Wednesday to see the par three? That's the only day I'd want to go.
Yeah.
Who wants to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? You want to go to the practice round to see the kids, the wives all hit shots, yeah, and everybody do that. I think that'd be more fun. So I'm excited that you get to do that. So we're back home. The season's starting. You've had a couple tournaments now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing this weekend up in Lafayette at Coyote Crossing.
Right.
What are some of the events you are looking forward to this year?
I'm definitely looking forward to US Kids Teen Worlds.
And how many times have you been there so far for that?
Well, for Teen Worlds, this is my first time because...
Okay. Well, now you're a teenager.
Right. Well, actually not yet, but...
Well, by that time?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been to the US Kids Worlds five or six times. So...
Have you played Longleaf in the past, or which course did you play?
We played Longleaf one time. I'm not sure what age. I also played Midland something.
Southern Pines.
Southern Pines, yes. What else?
We were right across from Southern Pines in December. Sophie played Pine Needles.
Oh, yeah. We played that, too.
Okay.
And number five.
What's your favorite course down there so far?
I have to go with Midland. I mean, I have a shirt from there.
That's the reason why?
Yeah, I got it. It was like an adult large. And actually, no, it was like a kid large, 7 years old. I still use it as like a pajama shirt. Like I literally have it upstairs right now.
That's funny.
I wear it to bed.
I think personally Pinehurst may be one of my favorite places to go to.
Yes, I'd say so too.
It's just different there. People don't understand how cool it is.
It's amazing.
Have you ever been there when the pine cones are falling off the trees?
Yes. Actually, me and my family always we have to find the biggest one.
They're like huge.
Exactly. They're like the size of my head.
And then you come back home and the pine cones are the size of this computer mouse.
Exactly.
And the pine cones, yeah, those things are huge down there. You could bring a truckload of those home and sell those.
We kept them. We have them in our front yard with like landscaping. So it was like a kind of a display.
That's great. That's cool. So US Teen Worlds, what else is coming up that you're looking forward to?
Age group, I think, and Nota Begay. I'm looking forward to those. I'm not really sure what other ones.
That's fine. I mean, it's your dad's done the right thing by bringing you along slowly and not overplaying you at the same time. That's one of the things I've always noticed with you is he wants to make sure you're still having fun doing other things. What other things do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy hanging out with my friends, just really doing anything. In our backyard, we have like a kickball / wiffle ball thing, like a field kind of, and we have like a net we could set up. So in the summer, I really enjoy like just random kids coming over and playing like wiffle ball or kickball together. It's so much fun.
How much time will you practice each week during the summer?
After Augusta, actually, I just started getting like a lot more motivated because it hurt a lot just to know that I didn't play well at all. And it just, I didn't like it. So now I'm a lot more motivated, and I've been practicing. I don't even know.
Like 15 or
so. About 15 to 20 a week right now.
So. You've turned a negative into a positive.
Yeah.
And sometimes things that don't go the way that you want make you motivated to work harder.
I've never really been motivated like this. I just realized how much of a big deal it was.
Have you already registered for Drive, Chip, and Putt this year?
Yes, we have. I think we're doing it at Plum Creek. Yes.
It's the easiest drive. We used to go down to Otter Creek because that was the first place she ever did it. So she felt that she had to go to Otter Creek every year to start there. And I'm going, Stony Creek has one. It's down the street. Why do I have to drive an hour and a half to take you to Otter Creek? Well, it was just, she knew she could get out of there every year. She knew it was a mind game, right? It's all mental with what you do. So you got a great summer coming up. You've had a great spring, in my opinion, because a top 10 finish at a spring series event for 2031 grad. That's a pretty big deal, Taylor.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. Obviously, with the current 2029 class, they might have had some top 10 finishes. Because obviously with Kennedy, with Ressi, with Myra, with Karis, there's a lot of great players in that class. And do you know any other girls in the state in your class that are going to be competing with you?
Nelly Lemon, that's Ressi's sister. I think that's really it, actually. There's not a ton of golfers that are our age right now, but I'm sure there will be when I get into high school.
Yeah, there'll be a lot more that pop up in the scene. Oh, yeah. And you tend to see it here in the next couple of years. You guys are just ahead of the curve with your game. Uh-huh. Well, Taylor, I really thank you for your time today, and I really do enjoy hearing about your time down in Augusta, and I really have enjoyed our conversation, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend and other tournaments. Don't hesitate to stop and say hi. I know I'll see your dad and speak with him, because if you saw the other night when your dad and I spoke, it's hard for us to have a conversation. It's hard for him and I both to talk. We both struggle with talking. So we'll go from there, but I will see you soon, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. All right,
thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of From the Card Path with your host, Trent Roberts. Please be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss an episode.